Welcome back to the Late Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
episode 18. I'm Brian Arnett.
I'm Jay.
And I'm this, Piatto, man.
Yeah,
Mr.
Here
P.
He knows.
Mr. P, man. Oh,
our first episode with an official guest. Can you please get the fuck off my cord,
bro? I'm a fucking
bro.
Dude.
Look at how all these cords,
dude. You've been giving me fucking shit the whole time I came here.
Because let me tell them. Let me just give them a disclaimer. We have about like 15-20 minutes until the band that comes and plays at this warehouse starts back up. They're on a little smoke break, and that shit's loud, bro. I'd be in here like I can't even edit in here when they're playing music. So if you guys hear a little background music in a little bit, just I'm sorry.
You're gonna hear it. It's for sure. You're gonna hear it for sure.
But like, bro, Jay just drove an hour and a half down here. Piatto has work
all last
4
minute, bro. This is all last.
It's
minute.
It's like 8:15 right now, but we're getting this out. All right, okay, we're doing this, bro. We're working what we got. We don't even have the mic stands. We got cords everywhere. I just went and bought a brand new mic just for Piatto.
This fool's stressing right now, so you just fucking chill.
Yeah, you take it from here.
Chill. Okay, first
you want to introduce him?
Let's hear it.
I mean, this is a guy that fucking makes better music than anyone else I heard. When you first introduced me to him, I was like, he put me on your music, and I was like, dude, this shit fucking slaps. Usually people put me on music like I don't like it. I'm like, all right, this is whatever. But I actually just, like, bang your shit in my car. And recently, I got my girl into it. And, like, she's, like, literally your biggest fan, bro.
That's hard.
I swear, she be all over you. I'm like, damn, chill. Like, it's just.
That's why you didn't bring her.
Yeah.
After the house.
I didn't want to bring her because this fool's going to take her, bro.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, but. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Piatto.
Yeah.
What all do you do? You give him a little description
since
of yourself.
I was awful at it.
Because I don't want to, like, label you, like, oh, he's a rapper. Yeah, or something, but like whatever you
know, you better than anyone else here, right here, bro.
Yeah,
I mean,
what do you do?
You know, that's my main hobby, music. I mean, music. I skate too. I make YouTube videos also.
Yeah, he's a renaissance man. The way he does it all. That's a bar from the song.
That's probably like a hard question to answer because I do so much. It's like, but music's my main, you know.
And fucking bitches.
You hear it?
My girl.
The music started.
The music started already.
Wait. That's not too bad.
It's not, but it's there.
It's a little. It's
but
there.
That's the music we're talking about. Yeah. You kind of, if you hear it, you hear it, you know. But if you don't, that's good for you guys.
It gets copyrighted. Like they're playing some copyrighted action.
Dude, so fucking. No, they're good.
So me and Piatto actually already recorded a podcast. Maybe like honestly, like 6 months ago when I was testing out Patreon.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't get to hear it because I was just doing it for my Patreon. But it was a really good like episode. Like he went into detail about, you know, talked about childhood stories of ours because we've been homies since like middle school, you know. I'll leave the link to that because it's on this channel. I'll leave the link to that one of just me and him in the description. But I did have him on my mind that I wanted to get a legit podcast with Jay and him,
dude.
And I'm excited.
I'm excited for the third person, like three people, bro. We've been talking about this for like the longest time, and like I'm just pretty hyped. This fool's like, "Oh, we're getting one more person on here." I'm like, "Let's do it." So this is the start of something really fucking dope, and we probably could get someone really like, dude. We'll get a lot of people on here, and I'm excited.
Yeah, comment down below who you want next. But everybody, give it up for Piatto.
Yo, yo.
Now,
I got a question though.
What's up?
What made you guys choose me as your first guest? Like,
because you live the closest. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
it. He told me you live like 5 minutes away from him. Something like that.
Okay.
No. You came out with a song, and we could get to this later if you want. But you came out with a song about a YouTuber influencer, whatever.
Yeah.
And she just reacted to your song. You know, your stuff's going up right now. Ooh, so you know, I don't feel like you're feeling up right now. I feel like this is the perfect time to get you on.
Okay.
So you want to just dive into that?
Up to you, man. I'm
down. All right.
Hey, bro.
So, I
this
mean...
This is juicy.
So, okay. Who was the girl that you made a song about?
Her name is Elsie Guevara.
Yeah, she's a YouTuber with, like, almost 700,000 subscribers.
And she had TikTok, too.
She got over 1 million on Instagram. Like, she's pretty up there. Is she related to Alondra? Is that just her friend?
That's her good friend.
Yeah. All right, they're well... Like best friends, yeah. If you guys don't know her, well, she'll be on the screen somewhere. But this is her friend. You know, this is them. If you don't know her, you probably know her friend. But... Well, and if you haven't heard the song, you know, link in the description. Go stream that.
Yeah,
shit.
Listen to the song, bro.
What was the song was about her? But what was like, what sparked it? What made you want to make a song about a girl?
All right, so I got introduced to her from my sister. Like, you know, when she lived with me at the time, she was always watching her videos, and I was like, damn, who the fuck is that? You know, I just thought she was fine, bro. So
yeah.
So like time goes by and I'm like following her, you know, I see her pictures. I'm like, bro, I need to do something different. Like, I don't see too many people making songs about one single like celebrity, whatever you want to call it, you know? So I looked it up on like Spotify, Apple Music, see if anybody's done it before. I'm like, bro, this is my chance, you know, like something different, you know? So basically I made the song just like throwing hands at her, shooting my shot, you know what I mean? Like,
are you actually trying to get out of here?
Bro,
like, would you actually like?
Bro, I would marry that girl, dog.
But she got a kid though. You down for that?
Hell yeah.
You take care of her kid?
That's the one girl that I would take that for, bro. You know?
How is that kid? I don't know anything. On my perspective, I don't know that much about her. My girlfriend follows her too.
Yeah.
So she told me about it, and I was like, oh fuck, I didn't. And we started watching some stuff about her. Like, her kid looks like he's like five or something. I don't.
Nah. I think she's like 2 years old.
Two?
Yeah.
Two. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not that old then.
Nah.
You could be like the dad. You grow up and you'll be like, oh my god, Mr. P. Like, you'll be the dad.
Piotr the stepdad.
So you made the song. Was it like, because you didn't even tell me that you were making a song. Like, it just kind of like popped up. Was it like a quick process, or you had been working on it for a while?
I made it out of nowhere, bro. Like, my fucking process of making music is just I hear a beat and I just get into it. So one day I just like, bro, I need to come up with something new. Like, you know, so I just found a beat and, you know, just started writing, you know.
So she came for, like, you knew you wanted to make a song about her. It wasn't like, oh, I want to make a song about a celebrity, who should I be? Like, you were sure it was her?
Well, that's funny because I be making love songs and I don't even have no one to write it about. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, bro, I think this bitch is fine, you know. I would get with her for real. So I'm like, fuck it, let's do it, you know.
Yeah. Damn, you know? Bro, imagine looking back at this podcast and you ended up being like the baby daddy.
Oh
yeah. You ended up being like the guy for her.
Hey, I'm not gonna say nothing.
I saw the video.
Yeah,
I watched the video reacting to it. Yeah, I was like, right when he sent me it too, I was like, I gotta watch this. I watched it, and she was like, what'd she say? Like, she got like she got all stuck up.
She lost her words.
So let's move it back. So you make the song.
Yeah.
You put it out, and then you just post it up, and you're telling people to tag her, right?
Yeah. Something like, you know, I'm not. You know,
I didn't realize who she was at first. I clicked on her page. I don't recognize her.
Yeah.
But then, like, after like doing a little research, then I found out it was her friend. And you had talked about her. I remember us being at like an In-N-Out, and you were talking about her, this girl,
bro,
months back.
I feel like I remember telling you, like, bro, when I blow up, I want her to be my girl. Something like that, bro.
You said that?
No, I told him that about her.
Oh, you told him that? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I've had like a crush on her for the longest.
This will suck at listening.
Bro, what the fuck?
Fuck.
Chill.
So you put it out, you're telling everyone to tag her. Everyone's just spamming her.
Yeah.
And then how long did it take her to acknowledge it at all? Because I heard she saw it on TikTok.
Yeah. That's the first place she saw it at. So I put it up on TikTok first and then Instagram, and then like within like 5 minutes she commented on the TikTok one, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was not expecting that. But I don't know, you know, I wasn't expecting that.
So all that stuff has popped up.
Bro, honestly, like, I was just in my bed not expecting her to see it that soon, bro. So I'm just scrolling and I see her name, and right away I screenshot it, send it to the group chat and shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, check this shit out.
So what are you gonna do, like, to try to get her attention again? Are you gonna try again, or you'd be like, all right, this is it, like, cut loose?
Honestly, after she posted it on her story and then like commented, it's been like some weeks since I've heard anything from her, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave it up, but you know, with this reaction video, I got some ideas now, you know.
You're gonna start popping off more music with her?
Yeah, maybe. I got some ideas to get her attention again.
She said she will get on a music video.
Some shit.
She's
like
trying.
That.
She said she would. I think that'd be cool.
So boom, just this morning, she just posted a reaction video out of nowhere, which you, like, I wouldn't have guessed that she was gonna react to it. Like, that's pretty out there. It's one thing to comment, give it attention, maybe put it on her story like she did, and then to make a full dedicated video about your song. And obviously, like you said, she was feeling it. She was stuttering, you know, getting nervous. So she knows you now. So you made your impression.
Mm-hmm.
She liked it. She, even though you just called her a bitch a couple seconds ago, she really admired that.
You did not.
I did.
You were like, this bitch, fine.
But in a
respectful way. That's how
you're right. I don't listen. I didn't hear that.
Respectfully.
But yeah, she really admired that you weren't just like talking about fucking get in her fucking pants, this and that. Yeah, fucking, yeah. You were like, it was like,
you're like, you're beautiful.
It was a pretty.
Like, you're in love with her, bro.
I had to come correct. Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah,
you can't stop, bro. You keep making some shit for her, bro. Valentine's Day is coming up.
I got an idea, bro. I'll talk more about it, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you don't have to drop it on the podcast if you don't want to.
No, leak anything. I don't care, cause yeah, I don't know when this is dropping, but yeah,
probably in a couple weeks. But yeah. I mean, aside from this, that's the only song you've made. I don't want to just sit here and talk about this girl that you're fucking simping over for an hour. You've been making music for maybe like 2 years now.
Two, almost three, yeah.
Which is crazy because like even your first year of making music, it sounded like I'm not even trying to like fucking like be on this fool's dick, but like it anyone that like, and you can back me up on this, hearing his music for the first time, it sounds like you've been doing it since you were like a little kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like
you got the voice, bro. You got the energy, bro, for the music you're making. Like, it sounds good.
I trip out on that too, bro, because like I started in the closet and you know now I'm in actual studios and shit. And
you're saying you came out the closet?
Chill.
Not even any puns.
Oh my god, man, I gotta watch what I say. But yeah, like I started rapping with the microphone in the closet, bro, and then like now I'm in studios and I'm meeting new people, making videos with different fucking videographers, and like within only 2-3 years, you know. Trips me out sometimes, you know.
2-3 years?
Yeah.
That's not even doing that.
Yeah.
Dude, I just asked him that. I was just like, how long have you been making music? He said 2, almost 3 years.
Yeah, I don't listen.
There's no way you just caught that. Bro. Oh my god. Or maybe I should have just done it me and Pato again.
Bro, hey bro, fuck you. You did this shit last second. This fool's tired. It should be the other way. I should be tired, bro. I ain't tired, I'm up.
You're up?
I'm up.
You just fucking cooked a maruchan in my fucking microwave.
I know, I fucking, it's good.
A little snack.
We're living good.
So, on top of music, what else? Because, like we said in the video, or the podcast of just me and you, which I'm gonna just, let's just talk like they haven't seen that, because, let's be honest, like, it only has a little bit of views from, like, the Patreon and like that. But, you've been doing, like, you could just pick up something, and you just have it like that, like, skateboarding, you know, ball. Fucking, you played football, right? Basketball,
I did play football. Yeah,
you've done it all, you know. Yeah. So, like, what like caught your interest, like growing up, like what first piqued your interest?
And what, music or just anything?
Just anything, with a lot of hobbies and stuff.
You know what? I'm like the type of person to see someone doing something, and I'm like, bro, let me try that shit. Like, I could do it too, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I think the first thing I really got interested in was I started playing baseball. Like, I did that shit for, like, 5 years, bro. Like, played on travel teams, you know. And then I get bored easily, too. So, like, that's around the time I got into skating. So, I'm playing baseball, and I'm like, fuck, I'm tired of this. My mom's like, why are you going to quit, you know? My coach is fucking nagging on me and shit. I'm like, dude, I'm going to do what I want, you know?
Yeah.
My fucking life, you know? Like, so I stopped fucking playing baseball, and I was deep into skating, bro. Like, you know, we pretty much started together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, we're skating, and then... That I still skate sometimes, but it's like, fuck, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I got a fucked up ankle, bro, and it's like that shit bothers me so bad. But yeah, so skating, and then I still love skating, but around that time I wasn't doing too good in school, so they had told me like, yo, if you want to stay at this school, you gotta play a sport to get some credits or whatever. So I had to play basketball and let go of skating for a while, but after that was over, I was like, fuck yeah, like I can get back into skating.
Yeah.
And then once it was over, fucking, I got news that we had to move from here in Fillmore. Fuck, I don't have a car at the time, so I lived in Ventura. I had no friends to skate with. I pretty much just gave it all up. And then I had to get a job, you know. My mom was on me about that too, like, bro, you gotta fucking help out around the house and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. So that, I got away from everything, bro. Like, I barely even talked to my friends. None of that.
It was just you that's doing your own thing for a minute.
Yeah. Then that's probably why I got into music too. Like, bro, like, I was always on my own. Like, didn't know what to do. So yeah, I would hit my homie, and he had like a fucking microphone in the closet. Like I said, you know, that's where it all started.
You start, dude. You're just getting into a bunch of different things. Yeah, then,
that's I don't understand.
And you kind of just found music, like, just by doing that, doing whatever the hell is feeling.
Yeah, bro. So. That's funny, because when I dropped my first song, like, it got some good feedback. I'm like, bro, you know what? Let's try it, you know? Like, I didn't think no one would even fuck with it like that. And I would always tell the homie, like, bro, I'm not going to take this serious. It's just fun, you know? Like, because we would always just freestyle at lunch, fuck around, and
fucking. Oh, so you were doing that, like you were freestyling, and you got the kind of groove of that.
Yeah, but it was always just messing around, bro. Like nothing serious.
Do you ever have like, to say someone in an audience wants to like kind of want to make music?
Yeah.
Such as me, because I sometimes want to make music, but I just don't know where to start off as. Yeah. And people should say like GarageBand on your phone, or you could do in a closet with like a fucking like $100 microphone or $80 microphone. Yeah. Like how do you get from that? Like how do you start?
I mean, it's always good to start somewhere. Doesn't matter where, just start, you know? If you really want to do it, just try it, you know?
Just throw it out there in music?
If it doesn't work, so what, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's not the best song, whatever, like, bro, just do it for you. Like, fuck what people say, you know?
Do you need, like, a group to do it with, or you think you do it by yourself?
I'm, like, a real independent person. So, like, even if I don't have a group, I'm going to still try my best, you know?
Do your own show?
Yeah. I'm going to find a way, fuck it. But always having a group is good, you know?
That's start building up. The group starts building up, you know? I feel like.
Two heads better than one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And it's like that with anything, like making videos, skating. Like, you could just pick up what you need and start it by yourself.
Yeah.
And figure out at least if you're going to stick with it. Because imagine let's take videos. You buy this expensive camera, lighting, all this. You try a couple videos and you just stop fucking with it, you know? Or same with music. If you get into like the most expensive studio instead of starting in the closet or whatever, get like microphones, all this, your own. And then it's just like, you just don't like it, you know? Yeah. It's like, like you said, it doesn't matter where you start. Some people start like fucking the bottom of the bottom. Some people start kind of over here. Mm-hmm. Some people are blessed with like those resources they need to create the better like sounding stuff.
Yeah.
But regardless, like you're going to climb up, you know?
Yeah. Facts,
and it is good to start like lower because then it like
feel that builds your character too, you know, along the way.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, like you were saying that you kind of tap into like everything when you were growing up. Like this dude stepped on a skateboard. I don't want to say like stepped on it for the first time, but like when you actually picked it up, couldn't kickflip, couldn't anything. Mm. This fool learned how to like heel flip, kickflip, varial kickflip all within like a week or two. He's just jumping down some stairs, doing the flip tricks down some stairs. He learns how to tray flip off of like a three stair, right?
Yeah.
Or that little quarter pipe.
Yeah.
Off of like a seven stair drop within that week. Great. Like it's just boom.
Progression.
Quick. So obviously like the music is going to like just come to you like that. I wonder like, you definitely have some like hidden talents under you still. Are you like ever curious? Like I wonder what else I could do.
I mean, there's a lot of shit I haven't tried, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows, you know? For snowboarding, fucking
damn, you rolling. Never know, huh?
This one could be in the Olympics for snowboarding in like 6 years.
You could be good at everything, maybe,
bro. But that's just not me, you know. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that haven't tried something,
yeah,
you know? Bro. It's fucking big world, bro.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it comes with a lot of like confidence, like most of it comes with confidence. So if you have that, which I'm sure you do,
yeah,
like you go far with anything.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like, yeah, I'm confident, but like. You know, if you're going to do something, do your best at it.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, you know, like, why even do it if you're not going to try your best, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm sure you do, but you have those off days, right?
Yeah. That's everybody. Yeah. Off days, you know, not every day is going to be perfect, but just fucking bounce back, you know?
Yeah, I get those off days heavy sometimes. Like, I just don't feel like doing nothing. I'm just like, I bag myself hard when I have those off days. Yeah. But I remind myself, like, you got to chill. Like, you're at where you wanted to be like 4 years ago. Like you're good.
Facts. Yeah.
I mean, I don't make the most. I'm not like making a lot of money, but like I'm doing what I love.
Yeah.
What makes me happy. So I always tell myself that I'm like, yo, good, just chill.
Yeah, that's what matters, bro. You know. But those off days, like, bro, I be having them too, and like, I be telling myself like, hey, this is all for a reason, you know. Like this shit, something's good bound to happen soon, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm in a rush for all that sometimes, though.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be. But sometimes in a rush, I'm like, damn, like, I don't need it. But I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I would do if I did have, like, all the resources and money to help out other people. But it's, like, it's not my time yet. So you got to wait.
Sometimes, like, you might not see it and it's just happening slow, though. Like, you might want to see, like, a quick change in, like, you know, like, income, like, revenue coming in or numbers, like, per song or streams, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like. But in, like, the reality of it is sometimes it's just happening, like, in the background, you know, like you're not realizing how stuff's growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like even for you, like, yeah, you see your subs going up, you see your videos doing this, you're dropping this or whatever, but even just like the quality of what you're doing, or sometimes like the more people are finding you every day, you know, like finding your songs, finding your videos, like you can't like get hard on yourself or impatient about any of that, because like it's just you just trust the process.
It's like that's the easiest way to say it. That's how I try to go by it, is just trust the process.
Facts, facts.
So everything's going up from up here.
Just like how today, like, you got into that reaction video from a big YouTuber, like, that's a pretty noticeable, like, oh, like, you know, like, but that's not to say, like, all of a sudden you're gonna be getting like 20,000 streams per song, and, you know, like, but this is definitely a big, like, this is one of those big, steps.
Have you seen the difference? Was there any difference after she uploaded that? Like, you see your numbers going up a little bit, or is it kind of like slowly?
Yeah. I mean, it's in like that song for sure, but like followers and stuff like that has definitely gone up.
Bobbing up.
You know? And it's all a female crowd, you know?
Yeah.
And who doesn't want females, you know?
Yeah.
As a guy, you know?
When you're back to get onto that topic, when you're making the song and, you know, you had it planned for her.
Yeah.
Was it just because, you know, like, you were attracted to her, you like this girl, whatever, or was there also like a marketing side of it, like, oh, maybe if it gets her attention, it could like pop some of my stuff off?
That's funny. Nah, the main reason I wanted to make the song is because I'm attracted to her.
Yeah,
like, fuck the views, dog. Sometimes that shit don't even matter to me, bro.
Damn, you really love her.
Hey, I don't know the girl. I can't say I love her yet, but, you know,
because, like,
but yeah, bro, like,
damn,
none of that shit matters to me, bro. Like,
because, like, when the Kid Laroi made the song about Addison Rae, and then it hit TikTok and they were all spamming it to her, and then when she finally made that video, like, reacting to it, like, using it in one of her TikToks, that shit popped off crazy, which is like, it kind of, it didn't make him, obviously, but that, like, popped off.
Yeah, was a big step for him. That song was hard. Yeah. I didn't like that for a minute. See, I was playing that shit, like, almost every day for a minute.
So I was like, when the song came out, I was like, okay, like, I thought you were doing, not, I didn't just think it was because of, like,
marketing
views or anything, but I was like, okay, like, smart, like, a big influencer, get her attention, pop some stuff off. Because I know you're smart with that, too, because, like, when you came to me to do a giveaway for my audience and tapped in with, like, some of them to get, you know?
Damn,
like, bro, it's just little things like that to, like, not just like build yourself up, but you're also providing, you gave her content for a video, and like me, you were giving back to my, like, subscribers and stuff. It's like,
that's what I want to do originally, like, I mean, the views of course help me out, you know, but I want to help you out at the same time, just me, you know, both of us, you know what I mean.
You said you had something planned a few minutes ago.
Oh yeah, for that song, because you said Valentine's Day is coming up,
Valentine's Day,
and she's talking about, like, oh, music video, this and that, and I don't know if you've seen her sister's reaction in the video too, like, bro, you're welcome in the family, this, that.
She was saying that to
you
about you.
Yeah, and I've like, you know, I want to contact her and be like, yo, we should set something up, because at the end of the video she said something about it would be so romantic if you pulled up with the boombox and shit like that,
bro,
playing the song. So I'm saying, like, if I hit up the sister and then we plan something on Valentine's Day and we're all of us pull up in the front yard with some fucking roses, the boombox, you know, that'd be fucking crazy, right?
Like, the plan is sick,
what,
bro?
What do you think? That'd be crazy,
I think that's fucking romantic as shit.
That's, dude, like, that's every girl's dream right now. That's like, bro, the perfect plan to, bro, get a restraining order.
She's like, oh, someone's outside my window.
Who the fuck is this, huh? Nah, but I'm saying, like, it's, I don't know. And then I could ask her in person, like, yo, what's up with the music video?
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you know? And that could be part of it.
Yeah.
You filming, like, outside could be, like, the little intro to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like she would fuck with it because, like, as, like, a content creator, which I don't know if that's, like, her main thing. YouTube is, like, the main thing she does.
Is she social media? Yeah. All over that.
So, like, she'd be all about that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the little prompt. Obviously, you're not, like, I don't think she cares about, like, the numbers like that. She's not going to be, like, turn down a music video because you're not, like, have a million followers or something. Yeah. Like, she fucks with the song.
Yeah.
She fucks with you. Like, I feel like she'd be down, you know?
And that's the thing too, like, most of the time I think, like, fucking, like, influencers, people like that are, like, dickheads, you know?
Yeah.
But she's, like, super nice, bro. Like, low-key, all those people tagging her and tagging her, even, like, weeks later after the song, I'm like, bro, she probably annoyed as fuck from seeing this shit, but got a reaction video out of it, you know?
Like, yeah. Nah, she said she, like, she was fucking, but she was like, you guys were tagging me all day.
Bro, even at the end of the video, she was like, bro, make sure to keep tagging me, like, damn, all right, cool.
And she was like, she seemed pretty humble, you know? Yeah, like, she was like, if I find it on Apple Music or Spotify, I'm gonna put it down below, but I don't know if it's gonna be there, you know? Like, she was like, she was showing you mad love too, you know?
Yeah, even in the fucking description, she was like, yo, go show Piato love, you know? Like, damn.
She gonna get your name tatted.
little portrait on the chest.
Don't be talking about that stuff. Bro, I'm saying, like, I'll do whatever for that girl, for real.
The boombox shit sound nice though.
Bro, that's a good idea, right?
The, like, boombox shit sound really nice.
Something different.
Yeah. So you got, like, you got any, like, labels at all? Like, what are you, it's all independent right now or what?
Yeah, I'm on my own, bro.
On your own?
I pay for all my shit,
So what's, like, the plan? Are you trying to get, like, a label, or are you just trying to still go independent and just try to make it off of that?
You know what? I'm just in the moment, really. Like, Yeah, I don't have no plan. I'm just continue making music, fucking have fun with it, you know?
Yeah. Lil TJ posted that he's trying to sign someone.
Yeah.
And I sent like all your shit to like the three people that he said to like send shit to. What was it called? Like Trench Kid Records or some shit.
Oh yeah.
I was
yeah.
like sending all your shit or your shit to them, all your links.
Hell yeah.
Start dude. Popping off right there. Meet with Lil TJ?
Like, yeah, he's cool. He's mm-hmm. cool. Hey, but like I don't plan on that. Like my goal is not fuck, I want to get signed. Like I don't think about that every day, bro. I feel like people that do that fucking stress out, you know?
Yeah,
they lose the fun in what they're doing, bro. Like, and that's the main reason I do it, because I love it, I have fun, you know?
Yeah,
I don't care about all that.
I feel like when you do whether it be like when you get signed or just like start like blowing up,
yeah,
people are gonna go back to your old songs, which are the ones like within the past like year, and they're yeah. gonna be like, these are still fire, you know? And like those are gonna start like blowing up too. Which is like the good reason, because I know you care a lot about the quality of your songs. You don't want to just put rush an album or some shit just to put it out, you know? Yeah. Like I've heard you talk about that.
And you never had a girl, like a girlfriend?
Yeah, bro. You did? I did.
Have you ever made a song about her?
You know what? I went through a bad like fucking heartbreak, and I did make for a while. I was making sad ass music, bro.
Damn, who are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not as old. You don't have to say who.
You want me to drop names?
No, nah, you don't have to say who.
Her name,
like,
her address. Like, go fucking. Go
who
show
fucking me. Like, dude? Like. That heartbreak sucked, but like what happened? How'd it go? Like you don't have to say the whole details.
Nah,
say whatever you
like,
mean.
Bro, like honestly there was no trust in that relationship.
Yeah.
This girl was in love with the club, and like
oh, she a party
girl. You know what happens at clubs, dog. That's not, you know? People go to the meet women, meet, you know, men. And at the time she was like 2 years older than me. I was like 17, she was like 2019, you know?
Damn.
Yeah. And you know, I was too young to even go out in that crowd, you know, in the fucking clubs and shit.
Yeah.
It was just no trust, bro. Like, low-key, she would, like, hide shit from me. Like, oh, I'm going to be asleep. And then someone would be like, yo, she was at the club. Like, I'm like, fuck this, you know? Like, there's a lot of shit I don't want to really talk about. But yeah, it was just bad, bro. Like, it ended real bad, you know?
Yeah, I had some bad shit, too, like, with that shit. Like, dude, I got cheated on last time, and that shit sucked. Like,
yeah,
pretty sure she did like some shit like that, maybe.
Yeah, some.
It is all in your brain, bro.
Something
like,
around cheating, bro. You know, and I don't wish that upon
so
nobody, bro.
You don't party? You don't really go out and party? You just more like kick back with the homies or something?
Yeah, I like to hang out with homies more than like hit the club. Maybe just because I'm not even 21 yet. But yeah. Like, you know, as of right now, I like to just kick with homies. You know.
Well, how old are you right now?
I'm 20.
You're 20?
Yeah.
You being 21 this year?
Yeah, in like 2 months.
2 more months?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, shit. He already said that earlier.
No, he didn't. Shut the fuck up. I was listening.
Jay's like, wait, you used to skate?
Wait, what?
Bro, the thing about some sessions.
Wait, this fool makes music?
Bro, that's the craziest thing. We just skate together. This fool, yeah. I think you're better than me on, like, dude, you're really good. Like, you're good at skateboarding. That, yeah. Like, this fool could, like, vary a hill down, like a 9 stair or some shit. Like,
then down 10.
10?
Almost 12.
Bro, I can't even do that. I can't even, like, kick about a 9.
Damn.
It's all bad. I've been doing it for 12 years. Can't kick him down a 9.
Damn. For real?
I can't.
Hey,
I'll break my shit, bro.
I don't even want to, like, boost myself up, but I think I kickflipped the 10 within, like...
when you were, like...
Straight showed me up.
Dude, probably, like, 13, 14?
Yeah. 13, 14? And it was within months of me skating, bro. Like,
damn.
It was probably, like, yeah, I was, like, within the first year of him skating.
Damn. Hey, bro, I'm like, quit skateboarding, bro. Oh, God, I am.
I still remember I'm you done. Were kickflipping it. Oh, I wasn't there, but yeah. I remember the line that Nick had told you when he was filming.
Yeah.
He said... What was it? He was like, pretend this is your last try ever. Yeah, and you landed that shit. I remember the clip, you were wearing your tie-dye shirt and you kicked with the Santa Clarita 10.
I was, that Grizzly shirt, huh?
I watch it every night before I go to sleep.
Bro, I was trying it for like a good minute and my board is already fucking chipped up, fucked up, bro. And he's like, bro, I'm like, I'm getting tired. My phone's dying. You're like, just act like this is your last try. I'm like, fuck, I run up and little do I know, bro, that was the try right there. Boom. Boom. Soon as I landed, he's like, fuck yeah, bro. It was funny, dude. I'm like, yes, you know?
Bro, skateboarding is fucking dope. That's the thing we don't really talk about on the podcast, skateboarding.
Skating?
We don't, yeah. I don't know why.
Because
we try not to keep it about skateboarding because we want to branch out to different people.
Yeah,
but
I feel you.
But no, I loved, we're open to talking about skateboarding. Yeah, yeah, that's your life. You know, that's all of our lives right now.
My thing with that is just like, I obviously we're not a skate podcast.
Yeah.
And like, since we make mainly skateboarding videos, I don't want someone to come onto our podcast thinking it's going to be mainly about skateboarding and topics and all this, and then we're talking about like jerking off and having sex. And
yeah,
shit.
Dude, we talk more about jerking off than actually like what we do in our lives.
Yeah, like I just like, yeah, I'm down to talk about skating a little bit. You know, if you're like, what happened to your finger?
Oh, this was skateboarding.
Yeah, what the
this fuck? Was a skateboarding, bro. Yeah. You guys can't see.
Sorry,
you stepped on my fucking crotch.
Fuck me, bro. You fucking skated those shit. What the fuck?
You stepped on my brand new crotch.
Nah, dude. All right, what happened to your finger?
But my finger, this, I was biking.
Nobody gives a fuck. This episode's about Piotto. So.
I was biking. I had a little dirt bike, and then we took it to the mountains, and I was going fast as fuck with it, bro. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling it. So I'm fucking hitting all these ramps, and then I had no protection gear at all. I was just going like raw dog and everything. And then I was going down this hill slow as fuck, and I slipped. And honestly, it's not that crazy of a story, but I just slipped and my finger got caught and I was scraping it down. I'll just show you guys it real quick. The camera's not going to see it, but it's pretty fucking gross. I think it's infected, bro. I got to clean this shit up before. Yeah, I'm just going to peel it off.
Well, how are you going to put this shit back
on? I don't know. Look.
Oh, what it's like the fuck?
It's like dirt in there. There's kind of already dirt in there. The nail's kind of clipped off a little bit. But it was really bad. Like, you kind of...
Damn, that shit look pussy. That shit look like got puss.
They wouldn't see it. Are you gonna, is it posting?
It's gonna be on the screen. Or maybe not. Man. That's kinda gross.
I don't know if you
guys, hey, dog, fuck
if you guys wanna, nah, I don't think you guys wanna see that shit. You'd throw up.
But quick little second.
That's what happened to me. Oh shit, my band-aids. I'm gonna kick it under here.
What was your worst injury when you skated?
Bro, I've never broken any bones, but I do have a bad fucking story. So, you know, when I lived in Piru, right? I would go to the skate park by myself early morning.
Oh, I know where
you know what I'm talking about. So I go early morning by myself. Nobody's there, bro. Nobody. And I just fucking love filming clips for Instagram, bro. So I don't know. I just decided to skate into the bowl, finish my warm up, whatever. So I set my phone down in the bowl, whatever. I'm getting ready. I go back, run up. I do a barrel hill. Catch it primo and I'll try to kick out, but it gets stuck to my feet, bro. And I land on the board and I fucking slip out. Boom, I hit my head and knocked out, bro.
You're knocked out by yourself,
bro, and it's on camera, bro. I'm right there fucking twitching fucking for like a Shut minute, bro. Fuck.
For real,
for a whole minute, bro. And I wake up, everything's fucking black and gray, bro. And there's some little girl on the top of the board on a scooter like, what the fuck, this dude sleeping here, what, you know? Bro, and I fucking get my phone, I go home, bro, and I'm fucking panting, bro, like breathing so hard, like fuck, I feel like I'm gonna die, dog.
What the fuck?
And I hate the hospital, I hate going to the doctor, whatever. So I go home and I just sleep. I'm like, fuck, I'm not gonna tell nobody, bro.
What, you slept after that? You're not supposed to, bro.
That's what people say, and I'm like, fuck, I'm so stupid. So I wake up, bro.
Would have died.
You could go into like a coma or something.
Yeah, dying there or something. He's gone,
dog. I wake up and I fucking go to the restroom. I feel like shit, and I just throw up, bro. Right then and there.
Those are
like,
the two. You definitely had a concussion, which you're not. That's what you're not supposed to sleep after.
Dude, but that's a trip because.
He goes back to bed after throwing up.
Dude, right then and there, I fucking tell my mom, like, bro, like, yeah, I gotta go to the hospital, you know.
You told her that? You said, bro, I gotta go to the hospital.
I mean, I threw up. She's probably like, what the fuck's wrong with you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking threw up, and then they told me I have concussion, whatever. But that same night, I get home, whatever, I go to sleep, and I had a nightmare, bro, like a nightmare, like. Of that same situation, me doing the trick, landing, hitting my head, and I was in a coma in the dream. I'm in a coma, and it's like the devil trying to take me in, but God is the reason I came back alive, you know? Like,
damn,
dude, I relived that shit.
That's some real shit,
bro. In that whole fucking week, maybe that whole month, bro, I was like scared of death, bro. Like, I wouldn't fucking be walking the stream, like, be scared something's gonna fucking.
What if you did die? You die for a little bit.
Dude, yeah. I don't, you know, who knows, bro? Like, fuck.
You died at the skate park. What skate park was this?
Piru? Yeah.
You died at Piru?
The crazy part about that is not just, like, that you were alone, but you were in the bowl.
Yeah.
So even if someone was walking by, you're just in there. I mean, except that little girl.
That's a deep-ass bowl. Were you in the deep end or right there, like, on the little, the left side?
It's right, that part right when you carve in.
You ride in?
Yeah. That's where I was.
You were trying to vary a hill into that?
Into flat.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a big job.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I've done it before, bro. That's why I was tripping. Like,
he fucking, like, nollie back heeled into that.
Yeah. What time was this? In the morning, you said?
Like, 7 a.m.
What the fuck? You're doing this shit at 7 a.m.?
Bro, I used to go from 7 a.m. to, like, fucking... 9, bro.
That's how it was when we were on nothing to do. Just
I know you were saying that. You're like, oh, I remember back in the day we drink our little Shastas.
I was telling you about that.
This fool was saying all
that. Bro, we'd be there early as fuck till night because we didn't have shit to do, especially in the summer.
Bro, and that was back when we wouldn't get sore, bro. Like, you know,
now you get sore
wake
and
up
shit.
The next
huh?
day, do it again. You know,
not that's crazy, old, huh? Dude, I didn't believe that shit when people say you get sore. I was like, nah, what the fuck? Like, tripping, if I stretch, eat good a little bit, I'm good.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you get a little sore.
Back onto the music, just to kind of like paint the audience a picture, because I mean, even myself, like I wouldn't know like what it's like behind the scenes or like how it is to be like an independent artist.
Yeah.
But just to like let them know, Piotto works like just a regular job, right? You work at FedEx.
Yeah, yeah.
And which is where he has to go in like fucking 5 hours.
Couple hours.
4 a.m. It's what, 9? That'd be 9. Fuck, anyways, bro, I'm good. So he works a regular job throughout the week, and he uses his money for, you know, studio time to pay for music videos, which sometimes are like $800 depending depending who he goes to. So you know, he's like, it's not just like make music, just rap and that's it. Like,
yeah,
he's got to be putting up his money, you know, like he's really like about it.
Yeah.
Was there ever like a time where you're like spending so much money on this and you're like, man, fuck this shit, I want to slow down, or anything like that? Honestly, or you're just not motivated?
Honestly, it was never like, motivation was never the problem, but it's like, fuck, you know, I'm kind of spending too much money on this, maybe slow down, like I have enough music, like relax, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, motivation was never the problem. It's just like, fuck, you know, I have too many tracks, like cool it down, you know, we can release them later on.
Does your music make money? Because I know you said you like your streams, yeah, make a little bit, or like YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I don't live off of it.
Yeah,
but yeah, it definitely makes money.
It pays for a meal.
Yeah, yeah.
You can pay for
a couple meals. Yeah.
And it's slowly going up, you know, it's getting there. So it's not just like you're doing it. Obviously it's like your passion, like you're into it.
Yeah.
But like there is something, a little bit starting to come back. So like it's probably good to like see stuff like numbers like that going up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, obviously if I could live off it, fuck, why not, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not my main fucking, you know.
Are you ever at work like, man, I wish I could just fuck? Well, obviously, like, just like, oh, I wish I could just be doing music full time.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to think about it, because then I'll actually be like, fuck this place, you know?
This is what we're kind of talking about when you're gone. But I feel like I work better when I'm working. Like, if I actually work a job, because right now I'm not working my job. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not working, like, that's when you dream of. You're like, oh, I don't want to work, I want to do this full time. But when mm-hmm. you're doing it, you have no work, you're like, fuck. Like, it feels kind of unmotivating sometimes. Like, I want to work and do my actual dream stuff, so you have something to work off. You could be at your job and hate it or whatever you want, you'd be like, oh fuck, I want to be there, so you want it more,
dude. Yeah. That's weird, because when I worked at Active and I was trying to, not to make this like episode about me, just on topic, like I would be at work thinking of video ideas while folding clothes, you know. Mm. Like some of my most popular video ideas came to me while I was at work. And also just like when I was at work doing what I don't want to be doing, which is like folding clothes, you know, working for someone else. Yeah. That's when I really had the time to think what I do want to be doing. But when this is like all I do every day and every week is just doing my shit, like sometimes it is hard and I get like lost in like this cloud of like what exactly do I want to be doing? But like you said, when you're working, like it's very clear to you what you'd rather be spending your time doing.
So that's why I was thinking too. I was like, even if you want to like not work at that job, that day job, like I think it's better off to stay there, so you still have that drive to keep doing what you really want to do until that it pops off and you're gone. Like I don't know what happens after that, you know. I haven't even been there yet where you pop off and now you're working there a lot.
Yeah,
like to say, you know how you're really busy, like, and you're probably really busy too, but I know you're doing what you're doing full time, what you love.
Mm-hmm.
Like once you get bigger, like who knows, maybe you're not gonna like it anymore because how busy you are all the time, or maybe you will like it.
Yeah.
No, I think my main problem right now is I just like, when I, like I said, when I was working the job, like it was easier for me for like ideas to come and exactly what I want to be doing. My main problem right now is just like I'm doing what I've always wanted to do, but is this still what I want to be doing right now? Like sometimes I get, obviously I love skateboarding, I'm always going to skateboard, but do I want to be making skateboarding videos, the same videos I was making this long ago?
Yeah.
Do I want to try something new? Like, oh, they're not going to like that, because when, for like what we do, we got to not only do the videos that we want and create what we want, but we also have to think about like what the audience likes and what like, is going to appeal to them and like this and that. So I'm like, I'm always thinking about like, fuck, like it's, I don't like things getting repetitive. So that's my main problem. But I'm not saying like, I wish I could go back to a job to like get that motivation, because like, I create my own motivation. Like I just think too much. That's my main thing.
Hell yeah,
that's but a good thing.
I remember like this Lil Skies interview, because I'm like a big fan of Lil Skies, and he was working at McDonald's. I don't know if that was his only job, but I remember he said that he'd be working, and then like he was in high school, probably like a junior or senior, and the football team, everyone would come in after the football games, and he'd be serving them. You know, he'd be taking their orders.
Yeah.
And he just thought to himself like I shouldn't be here, you know. Like or not only that, but like the high schoolers would come in and they'd be like, hey, fire new song, you know. Like he was making the music, but they were like complimenting his song, like, oh, like I fucked with that, you know. And that's what made him think, like, I shouldn't be here. Like, I should just be doing that.
Yeah.
And then, like, he made it happen, you know? Like, it's just about patience and just, like, having a little plan, which seems like you do.
Yeah, you're right, bro. Like, that struggle makes you really appreciate what you're doing, you know?
So, yeah.
I agree, man.
Trying to struggle some more.
Yeah, the struggle's good.
I'm trying to struggle. Bro, right now, I'm broke as fuck.
Dude, some of my best memories, I had no money in my bank account.
Dude, yeah.
Like, it's like, that's not really like what it's all about, you know? And I stand by that. Obviously, like, I'm a YouTuber. Some people just look at YouTubers like money hungry or whatever.
Or they probably think like rappers are like up there, you know, you're making money. They probably think you're making hella money. I mean, I don't know how you are, but like, you know, probably people think you're making hella money as YouTubers.
And just like you just said about like how it was like reminiscing on like the old days at like the skate park and shit. And we're here talking about that. Like, damn, you know, like, we didn't fucking, we had what, like $2 to go get a bag of chips and shit? You know, like, those are good ass times. Yeah, yeah. But like, yeah, so what were you saying, Brocas? No, but you said you haven't been working, right?
I haven't been working.
How come?
Because I just haven't. I mean, like, I'm in that fucking stage where I want to jump somewhere else. I'm trying to like switch something around. So I'm just moving around.
Find a little job out here, bro. We'd be knocking shit out left and right.
I know. This fool, I still have to live with this fool. Yeah. It's like I have to.
Just try it out. A little free trial.
You've been talking about this the past fucking few podcasts, bro.
Yeah, like, bro.
Damn.
We talked about it in like October, huh?
Yeah, it's just. Damn. Yeah, we've been trying to. He's like in the beginning of the new year. We're going to go.
Bro, that would be some fucking lit content, bro. I know you guys would be on it too.
And we'd all do shit. Like,
yeah.
Fucking half of my friends want to fucking meet you and shit. Ricky was talking about meeting him. Yeah.
Dude, bro, come on. We gotta make something happen then. I don't know. I just haven't done it yet. I mean, I could definitely move out whenever I want. Like, I could definitely move.
Like, he moves out here and just becomes like a fucking gangster.
Bro, I'm down.
He's just like fucking Northside. Like in like a year, he's just like all transformed, face tats, shaved head,
you know,
pro club, you know, big old shorts.
What you just described, I feel like that's how Fillmore is, bro.
Well, yeah. I feel like everyone has
pro club. The little snapback on their head, or like a Raiders hat, and then fucking long ass khaki shorts.
Yeah, I mean, every city probably has that. So small, you probably see it more often.
Yeah, like in my city in Paramount, all their biceps, bro. They have those big ass trucks, just fucking running down the street, hitting people.
I feel you,
bro. Yeah, there's a lot of car crashes over there.
But that's why I say you should definitely move out here, like, to test it out just for a little bit, not like permanently. Just like see if you're more productive. See if we actually get shit done rather than just fucking around like off camera, because I'm down to fuck around on camera, but like
what do you mean fuck around?
Like, you know, like start a new hop over that other platform.
Pause.
Don't make me act up right now.
Pause.
Trying to hop in on it?
Nah.
Filmer? Nah.
Hey, wait, for how much?
Nah. See,
do you have any, like, I know you have some crazy stories, because you told story about like some fucking baby mama, some milk that you, like, was some crazy mama? I don't think he knows, because he didn't hear that episode.
You guys did talk about it, huh?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Go over it again real briefly. So what happened with this crazy girl?
It sounds good. It's gonna be crazy.
All right, just long story short, whatever, I linked up with her, you know.
How old is she?
I linked up, she was 26. I think I was 19.
Damn.
Yeah, so whatever, we link up. And, we link up once, whatever, do the thing, whatever. And then she hits me up again, whatever. We link up, and I didn't have a, you know, rubber at the time. And she was trying to do the damn thing. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do it without, you know, fuck that.
Didn't want to do it, or you just trying to be the nice guy?
No. The only reason I didn't want to do it was because I didn't have the fucking rubber.
Yeah, he's not dating this girl. It's just, you know, some girl he talks to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or else I would have, you know, but. Yeah, so she's like, fuck that. She's ready, you know?
She was like, oh, I don't give a fuck.
Bro, I'm like, yeah. And I'm already kind of over this bitch. Like, fuck. You know, I don't even care about her, you know? And so whatever. So she gets butt-ass naked, bro. And I'm like, bro, like, put your clothes on. Like, we can't even do this right now, you know?
Put your clothes on.
Bro, and she's like, nah, fuck that. She's like begging me, bro, begging me. And I'm kind of like walking out the door. And she's chasing me naked, butt-ass naked.
What the fuck?
Bro, and I'm like, dude, like.
Chasing you? Like.
Yes, bro. Titties out, everything, bro. And I'm like, fuck, chill out. Like, put them things away. Nah, but.
I can picture this shit in my head here. Just chasing after a Piano. And it's like, chill.
Trip out, bro. And then, like. fuck? I'm like, she's like, all right, then fucking leave. And I don't give a fuck. I'm gangster for real. I tell her I'm gangster for real.
He shuts the door and leaves.
And I just leave, dog.
What?
Hey, bro. And then, like, that night, she fucking blocks me or follows me and shit.
Wow.
Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck, you know?
That's a pretty crazy story. Was this? Oh, it was like a year ago then.
Yeah, bro. This was around my breakup time, bro. I was on some fucking, you know,
doing your getting own shit. With girls. That's, you know, crazy, yeah, bro. So, you really didn't want to do anything with
her. Dude, I didn't care, bro. Like, that first time, cool, whatever. I'm cool with that. I don't have to talk to you ever again. So, but she hit me up begging me. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll pull up, bro. And I forgot a rubber, so fuck it.
Hey, you're a real one for that, though. Not a lot of guys would. Someone would have probably fucking fell for that. I don't know how she looks like, but someone would have probably fell for that and just did it.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys would,
like,
just do that.
That's like, if it was the other way around, like a guy and a girl, like, that's fucking, like, obviously that's a. Not, I mean, it depends. Like,
let's say it was him, like, saying, come on,
chasing
fuck me.
Her, like, chasing her naked, huh? That just alone, just like, so a guy chasing a girl around the house naked, like, begging. Like, what would you call that? Is like
sexual.
Well, it's like sexual. It's sexual harassment. Yeah, but, like, they didn't do anything. So it's like, sure. But, I mean, like, obviously, he's not going to go fucking snitch her out and shit. Like, imagine he's just going to tell it on the late talk.
Huh? Only here, exclusive.
Call the cops.
Yeah, bro, but fuck all that, you know? Like, I was already fucking irritated with
that's crazy, bro.
Straight up, dude.
So you're like, I was already done. You're like, all right, this is official then.
Yeah, like that second time was OD, bro. Like, overdoing it. I didn't even give a fuck, bro.
She gotta go.
And don't get it twisted. I'm not no disrespectful ass dude, but like,
nah, you don't seem like
I was
it.
Down bad at the time, bro. Down bad. Like I told you, I just got out of a relationship and I was just on some other shit, you know?
Yeah.
Was that like your craziest sex story, or like craziest that you're like down to talk about on the podcast?
Fuck, you trying to get everything out of me? Huh? Yeah. I got stories, bro. But like, fuck, you know.
Nah, I know.
People might be watching this, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You did you ever kiss a dog?
A dog,
bro. Yeah, have you?
You didn't hear about that?
No, what the fuck?
This fool made out with a dog.
Like,
this is like the fourth episode we're talking about.
Like, wait, like willingly?
Well, he was 13.
Well, did you?
And he was just curious.
Willingly, like you made out with a dog.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. This is years ago. I was like 13 or 12. Yeah.
Nah, but to answer your question, I've never like fucking intentionally kissed the dog. Obviously, I'm probably like, oh, you know, she's kissing me, but never fucking made out.
How's she kissing? Like, how's the dog kissing you? Like,
bro, why does that shit turn you off?
Chill.
He wants to hear every detail while he's licking his lips.
You're hitting
my fucking beard.
Nah, but look, like the dog kissed me. Obviously, I get home, they're excited, whatever, and I hug the dog. Just
see, I'm not the only one,
bro. You French kissed. He made out with his tongue.
Yeah, I don't never let him kiss my mouth, but like, fuck, like if they try, I'm like, get the fuck away, you know.
I'm gonna catch someone saying they fuck with a dog like that before, so I won't seem like the only one.
Bro, I mean, fuck, they should put in the comments if they kissed a dog, bro.
I made out with a teddy bear one time.
A teddy bear?
Really?
Yeah, before I had like my first like makeout, like I had only like pecked girls. I remember I'm just like in the mirror, and yeah. I was like, okay, how would I turn my head, this and that, and I'm just like practicing on a bear.
Damn. So how old were you with your first kiss? You too. How old were you, bro?
Well, my first kiss, like just a peck, was like. My first real one was first grade.
What the? No, let's say like make out, bro. Like
yeah, that's why make out wasn't until like.
Damn, G, you were kissing bitches in first grade?
Just like pecs.
Damn.
That was a fucking play.
Like little girl, multiple, little girlfriend.
Oh, what?
Wait, what?
Damn, you were pecking multiple bitches?
All right, my first one was in preschool, but she was asleep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he told me about that. He's a weirdo for that one.
Bro, it's cool. Preschool, you're like 4 or 5 years old. You were 13. Your balls were dropping.
They were dropping. They didn't drop yet.
Anyway, so I'm on the bus with this girl who I had a crush on at the time.
Yeah.
She's asleep next to me. I don't know. I don't remember if I kissed her on the cheek or the lips.
Yeah.
But she was asleep and I just did it real quick. So like that shit don't count. But my first like consensual, like actual like girlfriend kiss was first grade.
First grade.
But like make out.
AOG.
I don't think I made out.
I was like 14.
Yeah, I'm 14 when I first made out with a girl.
No, I don't think I made out. I think my first kiss was 14.
Damn, so was it mama. The dog?
Huh?
The dog was your first kiss?
Technically.
The real question. Was the dog before
No.
Because you said you were 13 dog. Or 14. So now you're saying a real first kiss was 14.
My real kiss was like 13, 14.
Around the same time.
Yeah, around
the dog.
That time. I don't know.
So the dog was practice.
With
the dog was practice. You use a teddy bear. I use a dog.
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Fuck, dog. I was fucking 17.
17?
What about? Wait, no.
Wait, what
17.
The fuck?
Not 17. I was in 8th grade. That's like, fuck, 13. That's like 13, 14, 14. Right? Yeah, I was at 14. 14.
I'm yeah, you're eight, I'm
tripping.
Eighth grade is 14.
I'm tripping. I said 17 because that's when I lost my virginity.
So oh, 17? That was my next question. Yeah. What about you, Jay?
Yeah.
I was like late 16, 2017.
Oh, shit.
I was 18.
For real, bro?
So you 16, 17, 18.
Similar.
16?
I was.
Oh, 16, 17,
18. Yeah, you were 16. Yeah, so, okay, 18.
Yeah. Wow. Where was it at?
Oh, my God. I can't.
What was the setting?
I can't do it.
A hotel.
A hotel? Mine was a whip.
But it wasn't anything like. It was just like,
yeah, you already had the pedals.
No, it was just real quick. It was just like real quick in the middle of the night.
Where
it went in and then
I didn't listen.
Oh, okay,
that was that it. Count. But then like actually did it like after that, like after the trip. If that makes sense.
I feel yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't like went all crazy or anything. Why? Where was yours?
I don't fucking
in the doghouse in our backyard.
The doghouse.
That same
dude,
dog.
Dude, I got with him my dog after that. Nah.
Dude.
No, where was yours?
It was at a fucking.
Right, you don't have to talk about it if your girlfriend's getting mad.
She's like, probably gonna get pissed, but I'll just say it. It's an elementary school.
Oh,
at an elementary school.
Yeah. That's like, as much as I'm gonna say.
Wait.
At bathroom, playground,
shut
yard.
The fuck up.
What? I'm trying to remember.
The slide, huh? The slide, the swing. Damn, the swing.
No, on the stairs.
Damn.
That's it.
The fuck?
What? Where was there? Just like a car?
Back of the whip, yeah.
Back of the car?
Yeah. Nothing crazy, you know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people lose it right there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
Was it dark? Though?
That shit was, yeah, it was nighttime, bro. It was like
midnight. Were you scared or did you like?
Was I scared? Nah. Obviously, I didn't know what to expect. Like during, I'm kind of like, all right, am I doing it right? Like, you know, you have those thoughts, like, what the fuck, you know? Yeah, it was her first time too. So,
my problem was never like during it, like, oh, am I doing it right? Mine was I was always nervous, like, to start, so okay. Like I'd get too nervous and I couldn't start, like
I get you.
Like I was just like, fuck, like I just want to like do it real quick just so I like to get like that for it's like going for a trick.
Yeah.
Preparing sex to like,
damn,
like you gotta like stick one
what
first,
trick
you
know? Doing
you gotta stick that fucking that barrel heel into the bowl first,
break the ice
before you fucking get a
so
seizure.
I was always like heart fucking like beating fast. I don't know, just like
that nervous
because like everyone like paints like that as like this big thing when in reality like
Virginia.
If you want to look at it like this like special, you know, like depending like who it's with or whatever, but like I was just like, it was just where you, I mean, you were at a fucking school, you were probably just like, you were probably the instigator, you were probably the one like, let's do it.
No, I wasn't the youngest. I was the youngest out of her. Yeah.
How old were you?
I think I was 16, turning 7. I was 16, yeah, and she was I think 18.
Oh damn, G, you like all the women, huh?
they're cool. Oh. They cool.
He's like, they're cool.
Man, I like girls my age too.
Oh, all right.
What's the okay? Because I know you've been with moms. Obviously, we just talked about that. What's the oldest? What's the oldest?
You've been with the milfy. I can't be saying that stuff, bro. I can't.
The oldest?
Let's say old. Not like old lady, but yeah.
Old enough to be your mom, obviously. 30. Wait. Oh, yeah, that's a real question. Old enough to be your mom. So over 18, over 20 years, over 20 years older than you.
No. I thought you. No.
Wait.
What the fuck? No.
No, because you're 20, so in order to be your mom.
Girl's like, 20 than you? Fuck,
10 years older. 10 years older.
10? That's not bad. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So 29, you're 19. So like almost 30, basically.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nasty?
Nasty.
I thought you a little kid. Was it nasty?
Nah, I mean. Fuck, I'm still imagining, bro. I mean, it was just right to the point, you know. I feel like they don't want to do no talking, you know.
Do you have like some crazy like old woman that you've been with? Not old woman. I mean, that sounded like fucking like a grandma. You know? But like damn. Older.
I mean, like MILF status, like no, not like over like 30 or something. No, 25.
Oh damn.
But there was a girl I was talking to when I was younger. I was like 16, 17. No, 16. 15. I was talking to this girl. She was working at this like a grocery store I used to skate at, and we ended up talking, and then she had like a little kid, and like she would always be at this grocery store when I was skating. I'll go in there for drinks, and we ended up talking. I had her on Snapchat, and that's when we ended the meeting up, and her kid was in the backseat.
No way.
And then we just went. We didn't have.
Wait, how old was your kid?
Her, I think her kid was like 2.
Oh, okay.
He was asleep, right? Asleep.
I think so. So we went back to the grocery store and we hung out right there, and then I think we started kissing, like, yeah, right in front of the kid, and I was like, this is kind of weird. And the kid ended up waking up and it was kind of
starts calling you dad.
Dad? Nah, that was my only encounter with something like that. That was weird. But I was young as fuck, 15, 16.
So how old did you say she was?
She was like 19, 20.
Oh, and you were like
19? I probably 16, think like 19.
15. Oh, damn.
Yeah, she had a kid at a young age. Dang. But that was my only encounter, something like that. Like a male. I don't know if you want to technically call her that.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
That's crazy. No, I honestly, like, nothing? Never anything older. Like, older, obviously, like, there's been like a 2-year age difference, like, older. But, like, I never, like, it's never interested me to, like, get with someone, like, way older, like, more than a few years. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's funny. I don't know if it's just because I'm, like, mature. I like
older. Like, when you go on Pornhub, you search MILF. Like, you look at the.
Hey, like, I'd rather watch a MILF than, like, a, you know, fucking teenage type of shit, you know?
Well, like those porns that says teen.
Yeah, teen stepdaughter. Like, I'd rather watch MILFs than that kind of shit, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what my deal is, bro. Like,
I don't know what my problem is.
Yeah. I like older women, bro. Like, going back to fucking Elsie, bro. She's like, you know, a few years older than me.
How old is she? Like 25?
I think. Oh, so. Shit. This dude was pulling our English teacher in like 7th grade.
Bro, that's another fucking story, huh? Bro. Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
What happened? She was fucking with you. What's up with that? I mean, she wasn't like fucking with you like in the moment, but like, yeah. I feel like she was like. Yeah,
let's talk about it, bro. Whatever.
I want to hear it.
She's my 7th grade teacher, whatever, bro. And like, I feel like flirting, right? Like, yeah, little hints and shit. Like, she would get these fools in trouble, she wouldn't get me in trouble, bro. Like I could go in the back room and just sleep, she wouldn't give a fuck, like. Bro, and what's trippy is, like, one time she went to the skate park. Like, I told her, like, oh, I'm gonna be at the skate park after school, and she pulled up, bro.
Do you remember why she pulled up?
The fuck?
Like, she already said she was down to pull up.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we're like riding our boards to the skate park, and we see her at the red light.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, down the street from the skate park. Yeah. Me, I jump in the middle of the street in front of her car. Miss, I'm not gonna say her name, but, like, you know, I start like screaming at her, and she sees us. And
she probably watched this shit.
Maybe.
Imagine. Nah, she
hit you up. Hey, no, but that's funny, bro, because, like, we would joke around, be like, just wait till 18, she's gonna hit you up. Bro, when I turned 18, she DM'd me, bro. She followed me and DM'd me, bro.
Shut the fuck
up.
Yes,
bro. She DM'd me, not on no, like.
Bro, your teacher followed you and DM'd you?
Bro, not on no, like. I don't know.
She has, like, a husband or, like,
yeah,
boyfriend.
Yeah,
you know?
She,
like,
had a boyfriend. Like, but she was saying, like, oh, my God, you're so grown now. Like, I'm so happy to see you doing good and shit.
Wonder,
like,
what damn else is grown. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I was still tripping out. Like, bro, what a coincidence. You know, I'm 18 and she hit me up, bro. Like, fuck.
The day you turn 18?
It's the same day.
Midnight. She's in your deal. Hey, you're so grown now.
Oh, my God.
She's had it in her fucking, she set a reminder.
Reminder on?
Nah, but yeah, like.
Seattle's birthday.
Like, one time she see me at the mall, too. She see at the mall. Then later that day, she's like, bro, like, was that you with the mom? Like, yeah. She's like, oh, I wanted to go jump in your arms and shit. And, like, you know, scream at you.
I was there that day, too. Yeah. She I had her, too, but she didn't DM me. She wasn't like, was that you at the mom? She
know the thing. Yeah, but, like, she seen that we were always together. So she's like, oh, you and Brian, you know, you guys are so big. And you know, shit like that.
So big.
Yeah.
Your last name is Piotto.
Yeah.
P-I-L-L-A-D-O. Yeah. Which is why you're. Name is P. Otto.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro?
We forgot to, like, bring that up in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna, like, acknowledge that, but if you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah, I get that question so much, bro. Everybody's like, why'd you choose P. Otto?
Like, that's so sick. Like, wait, I wish I had a name.
I didn't even know,
like,
that shit. Wait, what's your first name? I know your first name.
My first name's Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah. My last name is P. Otto. Like, it's Piotto. Spelled P-I-L-L-A-D-O.
So it's Anthony P. Otto.
Yeah, and that's just how you pronounce it. Uh-huh. So I kind of spelt it how it's pronounced. You know,
what
I
mean? Actually pronounced.
Yeah, yeah.
He was pushing P before anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the P hat. He's got the P floor mats in his car.
I got it tattooed.
Yeah.
You got the shit tattooed.
He's got he tatted on his leg, bro.
Shit. I'm pretty sure you've seen that shit before.
Yeah, but I forgot how it looked.
Hey,
pushing P.
So you got that tattoo because of Gunna's new album?
Hell no. Nah, I was pushing P before all of them. Nah, you know, I am P.
You did. I mean, you are P, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But
what is your, like? Obviously, you want to, like, grow as an artist. You want to keep making music, but, like, do you have, like, any like bigger goals within the next like 2-3 years?
Fuck, I think we talked about this on the last podcast too.
I think I asked you if you could make a song with anyone, who would it be? And I think you said Drake, just because he's like, you know.
That's more marketing wise, you know.
Yeah.
Just obviously everything he does goes fucking.
It fucking blows up, bro. Yeah. He'll blow anyone up.
But like, fuck, like, where do I see myself 5 years? Just. I try not to think about it, bro. Like I said, I just live in the moment.
It's whatever. Too much ahead.
Like, I like to think that whatever is gonna happen is meant to.
No, yeah, happen, not you know not where mean? Do you see yourself in 5 years? But yeah. Like, what do you like? What are you really determined to make happen within these next 2-3 years? Like,
okay,
like, oh, I wanna drop an album. I wanna do this. Oh. I wanna go here. I wanna do a show.
As in, like, project wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I'm going to do a show in fucking March.
Oh, yeah?
March 12th.
He's, what do you call that? Like, you're on the list.
Opening, I'm opening up.
Oh, okay, he's opening.
Yeah.
For Money Sides Wave, yeah. I'm going to put it on the screen or, like, description or something.
Yeah.
It's for, do I have the ticket on me? Nah, but yeah, Money Science Wade.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, like, the headliner for in Oxnard on March 12th?
March 13th. Fresh Maze Bar and Grill, Oxnard.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're going to be on that. You're honestly, I checked out the headliner's music.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously music is preference just like anything else.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really fucking with it. So I feel like we're gonna go crazy for your music when you come on.
Damn,
and like
damn.
Hopefully like it's more hype than like the main, you know? So that way, you know, it gives people attention, like who is that? Like
hell yeah, you know? We're gonna make that shit our show.
Not even just the hype.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Not even just the hype when you're on, but like the music itself is gonna speak, you know? Like they're gonna be like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Dude,
so hopefully later this year you get your own show or something.
So back to your question, like I do want to do more shows within the next few years. Like since this is my first show, everybody asked me like, bro, you have this many songs, you haven't done a show. Like I want to do more shows. That's why I'm excited to do it. My first show, I become comfortable performing in front of people. Like bro, that shit just looks so fun, dog. You know.
I know you said you're gonna be doing around 4 songs, but just for the audience in case they haven't checked you out, pick 3 songs that like sum you up. Like if they listen to these 3, they'll be hooked. Like what 3 songs are like your favorite, like your top in your opinion?
Okay, my favorite right now that I would, okay, I like 100, I like Muscle Up, Activated, Jumping as well. That's a good one. I have a feature with one of my friends, but yeah.
All right,
those 4 are dope.
Those are the 4. If you have not heard Piotto, go check those out after this.
There's a lot I didn't name, but yeah.
I'll be putting some of my videos too.
Yeah, bro, I see that shit.
That should be popping.
I get excited when you come out with like a new like hype song, like hard song.
Yeah,
I'm like fuck yeah.
The beats be going hard too. Like they go.
That's the thing, bro. Like here in the city, obviously there's multiple artists that make music. You know.
Yeah.
And like here, a lot of people like funk, like slower type of shit, like kickback music. I'm the type of motherfucker that likes to fucking bop my head while I'm driving. Shit, like, you know? Boom, fast, boom. You know? Yeah. I like to go fast, you know?
Yeah, bro, that hype
shit. Hype shit, work out to that shit, you know? That's what separates me from other artists here, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely.
Like. And like, then it's dope when skate videos, too. Like, you guys are my homies, you make videos. Like, that shit hypes me up when I see it in your videos, bro. It's just hella dope.
He made a song for my last street part.
I remember that.
I remember
Out My Body.
Yeah.
He's shouting out Late Club. He's talking about Late Shovets and fucking Trey Flips and shit.
Whole lot of shit, yeah.
Like, I just hit him up to do that. And then he, like, I didn't tell him, like, any, like, bars or anything. I just said, like, you done, can I use one of your songs for my part? He made a fucking brand new one within, like, a few weeks.
Yeah,
I
had,
like, you made that shit real quick, actually.
Was that in the closet or did that one was in, like, the booth?
That one was in one of my homie's rooms, but it wasn't in the actual studio yet.
It was in one of your homie's rooms. That's crazy.
I
mean, there were some people like talking shit about it because like obviously like I mean skate part, I don't consider myself like a fucking core skater. Like I don't even want to be labeled as just a skater. Like I'm a fucking YouTuber who has been skating for however long, but you know when they think street part, like all these parts and like old skate videos that like have been like the foundation of skateboarding, like all these years since the beginning are more like they're not like rap like how now like Instagram edits and shit are like the hard like music. But yeah, I just remember seeing that comment where he was like getting mad. He was like this new generation of music like asses are for shitting and that's it, this and that, like I don't know, like people are getting like, not too many people are talking shit about the music.
Yeah,
like I think more people were talking shit about like the cinematography, like the B-roll and
shit. Because
it was more like commercially, because I was advertising the merch and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like most people like fucked with that song, like, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, the ones they hate, like, that's on every fucking skate video, yeah. Bro. Like, you know, I watch parts all the time, and I look at the comments. Something's always hate comments about the music, bro.
Something's always popping
you know,
up.
Nobody's going to be happy about that shit, bro. But yeah. I'm the type not to pay attention to none of that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck, you know. Whatever. You're still viewing my shit.
Yeah, you're you know? Still watching it.
Yeah.
Listening.
Yeah, fact.
Is there any, like, type of music that you want to tap into? Like, some type of, like, some type of sound that you want to, and you're just kind of, like, figuring out what direction to go with
that's it. That's a good ass question, bro. Like, growing up, obviously my mom is young, right? So I was born in like 2000, 2001. So that's around that time R&B was big, bro. So like growing up, I listened to R&B and rap. Those are like my two favorite genres of music. So slowly I'm getting into like singing in my songs. So I have like two songs that I've sang already, so.
Yeah, I noticed on your was like 6-song EP.
Yeah,
there was one on there that really stood out that was like a little different sound.
Yeah,
you know, like was it like the hook or like the chorus where you're like kind of singing a little bit?
Yeah that one's like, okay. Unfelt Feelings, yeah, that one was dope
because
yeah.
You got like the hype shit, you got like the slow like love shit, mm-hmm. and then you're like tapping into that, like it's good. That's good, yeah, because yeah. like obviously like the main issue people have with like these artists that blow up quick is that every time they're like, oh, that all this music sounds the same. Repetitive. Like even like Lil
yeah.
Baby, like
yeah.
people are like, oh, all his yeah. music sounds the same. Da Baby, he's like that song where he's like, oh, when Da Baby said he was gonna switch the flow and then continued the same flow.
Yeah, like you wouldn't me switch my flow.
And I thought you'd never ask and then same shit. No, but yeah, that's like the main like not argument, but like complaint that I see with like when artists blow up. And it's good that like you're early on. Already experimenting all this different shit, and it all sounds good, you know. Like,
yeah, appreciate that.
That's only gonna get better.
That's a good ass question, bro. Yeah, I'm into that music too, so it makes it even more fun, you know.
You like singing?
You know, I'm barely getting into it, you know, but I like listening to that music.
Bro. Yeah,
like that singing music. I even bump that shit in the car sometimes. You know?
Yeah,
but yeah.
I love sad music, bro. Like sad singing music. That's just something.
Bro,
nice.
I wouldn't even be sad. I'll still bump that.
Yeah,
shit.
You're not sad. It's just like fuck. This shit makes you. It feels different.
It's good.
It feels
bro.
Good.
Yeah, I get you, bro.
Yeah, the emotions come out a little different from there.
But when you are sad, it's different.
Oh fuck! You start going through it, bro. Yeah,
straight up.
That shit feels cool. It's crazy.
Yeah, but fuck all that. I'm not down bad.
Right? Yeah, we good over here right now.
We chilling.
You're on a long road trip. 5 hours.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I guess that's not long. But you're on a road trip. What? And you can only listen to. I'll give you five artists. You can only bump 5 artists, like different songs, obviously. But
this question's always hard.
Which five are you picking? What's your?
All right, for sure. It could be any genre.
Yeah, whoever.
Okay. Am I with homies?
By yourself.
By myself.
Oh.
Okay, that's pretty easy. All right, first three, I'm gonna pick some rap artists. First, YoungBoy for sure.
All right.
I like YoungBoy. Bump a little bit of Drake. Fucking Drake. Kodak for sure. That's some three rap artists. And then I like an R&B artist named Mario. Mario. And then let's say Tyrese. Five artists right there.
Oh, cool. I like how you brought up like the homies. Like, oh, the homies there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What about with the homies?
Yes. If it's with homies, it's pure rap, bro. I'm just, you know, on some hype
what
shit.
What
shit? Okay, so YoungBoy, Drake, and Kodak. That's I'll still keep those.
Yeah.
I'll put on some Lil Durk. Fuck it, you know, Lil Durk. I hate this question, bro, because I listen to so much artists and then I forget. Fuck. I mean, all I have is those four right now. I don't.
Honestly, it's a hard. That's a, honestly a really hard question.
What about you? You can just keep it to three.
I'll keep it to three. I mean, like, I like, I like Lil Baby. Drake is obviously really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's gonna be like a random ass hit, but it's like Rex Orange County. I like that. I like him. I'm not sure if anyone knows him.
I'm not familiar, but yeah.
He's just like a singer. He's like from Australia, I think. I forgot, but he's more of a singer. It's kind of different feel.
Mine's easy.
All right.
Piotto, all three.
Just the whole 5 hours.
That's
no 5 hours.
Honestly, like I'm like I said, I'm a huge fucking Lil Skies fan. I've been listening to him since like 17 or some shit.
Hell yeah.
But like I won't really bump Skies like with the homies, you know. But by myself, Lil Skies, Lil Baby, and I almost want to fucking like check my phone just to be sure.
I was about
like,
to do that too.
Because I'll just look at like.
Hey, no phone check. We didn't check our phones.
Hey, we struggled.
No, it hasn't loaded.
Yeah, drop that.
All right.
I would have been
just need
that.
One more. You need one more.
Lil Skies, Lil Baby. Shit.
I know.
Bro, just say
this is by myself.
Yeah.
Shit, Bad Baby.
Nah, fucking baby.
Nah, I don't know. Why the fuck am I getting stuck on this?
This guy.
If I would have checked my phone, what I would have, I don't know what I would have said. My shit's everywhere, bro. My music's everywhere.
This guy,
Lil TJ.
Lil Nas X, huh?
Lil TJ. Why, hey,
why was that
guys.
Funny? Why was that funny?
What? Because, like, he's on it. I just I'll bump him.
Yeah. I like Shmino.
Yeah, me too. I got nothing against him.
You know what Shmino is?
I'll bump him when I'm, like, feeling
Shmino?
Like,
yeah.
Rap artist, R&B artist.
He's a, like, kind of like a rap artist.
Okay. Nah, I'm not familiar, but.
Yeah, it's some other shit.
That's dope. That's dope.
But if I'm with the homies.
Yeah.
Probably, like, Shoreline.
I'll say, yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking. Still Lil Baby. Or, like. I fucking know.
It's so hard.
It's a Gunna's hard ass question.
I mean, or Travis Scott.
You're a Bumpy Roddy Ricch too.
Travis Scott, yeah.
Is he still canceled?
I don't fucking give a fuck, bro. I give a fuck about like what happened. Like obviously it's sad. We were gonna talk about that. But like
let's
move
fuck,
on, you know?
Bro.
Like let him be.
I know.
He's like, bro, fuck all that. He's defending Travis Scott, man.
I'm like, nah, fuck that. I don't really care. I'm on that shit too.
Yeah.
What about Russ? Russ is cool.
NLE Choppa.
He's sick.
Jack Harlow. See when I could just fucking look at him. Yeah, Roddy Ricch. Lil Durk. Whatever, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists. There's a lot of dope artists. But yeah. I feel like all my homies like rap, so that's easy, you know.
Some of my homies like fucking alternative music.
Yeah.
Like, I love ding 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 ding. Like, I don't know. My fucking parents listen to like country shit.
Yeah.
Country music, yeah. They're old heads.
Yeah.
They're 60 right now. So listen to that fucking Kenny Rogers shit.
I feel you.
You said, sorry to go back onto this, but how long was your relationship that, like, didn't have trust?
That shit was, like, 2 years, I think.
Two years?
Almost, yeah, 2 years. Yeah.
Are you just, like...
Bro, but this was, like, my first time, like, I love this girl, you know?
Yeah.
For real, like, I thought this was the one, like, promise ring everything, bro. Mm-hmm. Like... Fuck, you know, and then once that shit just downhill, bro, like fuck all that. I took the ring back, fuck you know, crazy shit.
At least you got the ring back.
Yeah, bro. Fuck.
Do you ever like are you like, nah, fuck all that, or are you like open to like later down the road like getting with someone besides Elsie?
Nah, just Elsie. But
she's the only one you'll settle down for.
Wait, say that again though?
Go all crazy.
Down the like, are you just like fuck relationships now? Like is that your mindset? Like every obviously like I'm sure right after that was your mindset for like a year or whatever. But like,
nah. Like that.
Like,
shit,
did that fuck up your trust?
That shit straight damaged me, bro. Like, scarred me for real. Like, cause that's the one time I trusted a bitch. Like, you know, this is the one, bro. And that shit just broke it all. Like, I do not care. I'm not looking for no relationship unless it's LZ for real. But yeah, nah. But yeah, yeah. I don't. Right now, I don't even want to date nobody. You know.
Yeah, relationships are hard, bro.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one, bro.
Now that I think about it, I've been in like two relationships for like. You know, long term, and it's a waste of time, bro. In the end, you know, if it don't work out, it's like, fuck, I could have been doing something else that whole time, bro.
Yeah. Usually the only good thing that comes from it is like you learn and shit.
Yeah. But that sucks that you gotta go through that to learn, bro. Like, fuck. But that goes for everything, too.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I like to learn from my own mistakes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are like that too, but like, sometimes I'll know, like, I'm getting myself into something that's, like, probably, I probably shouldn't do this, or like, I should be doing something a little more cautious. I don't have any examples, but where someone could literally tell me, like, oh, don't do that, or don't fucking put your money here, or do this, spend your time doing this.
Yeah.
But, like, I like to learn from my own shit, because I was picturing, like, someone old and successful telling me, okay, from a little kid, you're gonna go to school, you're gonna get a job at 16 here, work here for 4 years while you're going to college here, and then you're gonna transfer here and do this and get this, and then you're gonna work here, and then you're gonna use that for here, and just telling you like the blueprint of it, you know, like this is what you're gonna do to be successful, start a family, do this, live here because the taxes are low, and this, and like just painting it all out for you, and then you're just kind of like living by the structure, you know. Like I was just thinking of that, like what if someone could tell you exactly how to be successful? Like, yeah, like cool, but like I fucking up, like making mistakes, you know, that builds shit too, you know, how the fuck are you gonna, you know? Like,
yeah.
I was just...
That's weird.
It's like not going your own way. If they paint you like a whole blueprint, it's like they're painting your life, kind of. and that's not gonna be like you, because you, that person is definitely gonna be different from you. So like him telling you to do that, like trying to follow it, it's gonna suck. You're not gonna be happy, I feel like.
Yeah, like some of
you could learn, you could go off of what he's saying and kind of put it in your own way, but like going exactly how he did it might like fuck it up maybe.
That's boring, dog.
Yeah, like yeah. some of our like good memories are like traveling, you know, Hawaii, Miami. What if that person, that figure was like, don't travel yet until your late 30s or something, until your money is right. Yeah.
Like save imagine, all your like, money up, don't have
like yeah. Yeah, like it's like it would make sense financially, but honestly money isn't everything in life. Like I enjoy my experiences right now. Like I'm happy. When I was working at McDonald's, I know I keep going back to McDonald's, but like this shit really like hit me hard, bro. Working at McDonald's was like, I'm so fucking thankful for that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, damn, I'm using my time to make money working for someone else, when like honestly like free time, like time is like the currency that you can't get back, you know, like
facts.
Having just a little bit of freedom instead of just one fucking day at the end of the week, I'm working 6 days a week, whatever, like I want to be able to just, oh, I want to go here, I want to travel here, I want to go skate here, I want to go record this, like just that little freedom of being able to do what you want.
Yeah,
even if I can only do this, if someone comes tomorrow and tells me like, oh, you can only do this YouTube shit and like what you're doing right now for like the next 5 years,
yeah,
all right, I'm gonna enjoy these next 5 years, and then fucking, you know, like I'm not gonna start like changing shit up so I can for the future. I mean, obviously I'm gonna still look out for the future, which everyone should,
yeah,
you know, like put money aside and like, you know, be thinking about that a little bit, but like I just really value like moments and all this time
now, yeah, you know, that's definitely fun. I'd rather do that shit too.
Bro, we could fucking die in the year. We could about die tomorrow. You
I
know,
could it's die like, tonight, bro. I could do anything.
Yeah, and that money's not going with you. That shit's not everything, bro. Like, go fucking kick with $80 your family.
Yeah.
Go kick with your family, your friends. Go to that place you've always wanted to be. Be, you know, like, be a little smart with it. You know, don't fucking pinch every penny. But like, if you've been saving for something and you really think you deserve it now, get it. You know, if you want to go fucking
let's go Florida, fuck it up, bro. Go have fun.
Facts.
Do anything, bro. Fuck money.
When you're older, how many kids do you want? Or you actually told me like a year ago that you want to be a young dad. You know, you want
to. What?
Young, I mean like
27?
25. Yeah.
25?
Yeah. Like.
You got 5 more years.
Yeah. I got some time.
How many kids do you want to have like in total?
Bro, honestly, like my opinion's been changing, dude. Like with kids. I obviously do want to have one, but then there's another part of me that thinks like, bro, this world is fucking cold. Like, do I want to bring a kid to go through this cold ass world? You know, like.
Oh, so that's what you think?
Yeah. So obviously I want a kid, obviously, you know, but I also, another part of me is like, damn, this world is fucking cold. Like,
it is.
You know, I'm pretty sure for like all three of us, it wasn't easy as fuck growing up. Like, dude, do I want to put my kid through some shit like that?
I mean, it's definitely know? Like, yeah, it's definitely does. I never thought about that when it comes to like, having kids.
Yeah.
I always thought about like only trying to protect them and stuff like that. Yeah, but you can't. You can't always protect them.
Yeah, they're going to be at school. You're not there. They're going to want to go out with friends. You're not there, you know? Like, bro.
I mean, in the end of the day, we always had, I mean, we've been through all different scenarios. Yeah, we all had fun at the end of the day. Yeah. Whether it be like bad situations or like we're stuck somewhere. Like, we're going to find some way out of it. But we can only hope for the best for them.
But
you know?
Following that question, two is cool, you know?
Two.
Maybe my opinion will change, but yeah, two is cool. I want to continue my legacy because I'm Anthony the fourth. So, you know, I want a fifth, you know?
Anthony the fifth,
yeah. Anthony the fifth. Continue that, you know?
That's
what I'll do.
I want
9. Oh, damn.
Okay, three, the first three. No, I'm just kidding. Not 9. Yeah. But like, I was gonna say, all right, the first three boys, the second three girls, but then that doesn't really leave much option. Like, I mean, I was trying to like, that was gonna be my structure, and then I was gonna say, I'm gonna have twins, which obviously none of this shit you can predict.
You know, you could kind of aim for it. If you want a boy, you have a certain position to have sex to have a boy.
I heard something like that. Really? That's true. Yeah. That's true. Like.
Yeah, Mowgli told me this, and he has a boy, so it works.
Oh my god,
he's living proof.
It works. So he tried that position that said guaranteed boy.
Wait, he was trying for a kid when he had his kid?
Yeah, I guess so.
So he
said, okay. You guys want the secret, right? If you want a boy, you say you want Anthony the fifth.
Yeah, yeah.
You want a fifth, right?
Okay.
So when you're having sex with a girl and you feel like she's the actual, like she's the one.
Yeah,
Elsie. Right, you hit her from the back, doggy style.
Okay.
Aim up north,
bro. He's not gonna have time. That's it.
You aim up north, this hit it from the back, girl, dog bro. Style, bro.
That's my dream girl, dog. So, okay.
I know you want your dream girl. You love this girl. You want to see it from the front, but
to say L just one time. Twist it from the back.
Damn, dog. And that's a guarantee, boy? That
guarantee, I swear. Come back to me and fucking, like, quote me.
Aim north.
Aim north. Up north. San Fran.
What the fuck?
How? What's the science behind that? Do you have thing that backs that, or you just heard that?
Mowgli's just the proof.
Mowgli's living proof.
What is, like, the sperm? Is there, like, the girls? What the fuck?
I think it's just the universe, bro. The universe, like, feels... Like, that's what the universe said, so the universe provides.
So what about a girl?
I don't know about that one.
Damn.
I think you had to hit it from, like, missionary.
Missionary, huh?
Probably missionary, and just, like... I don't know. That's
what aim north, missionary.
Aim north, missionary.
Is there a specific position
to get a boy?
To have a boy.
That's fucking crazy, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Even from the back north.
The position most recommended for those who want to know how to conceive a boy is doggy style. Doggy style allows for deep penetration and is considered the optimum position in which to conceive a boy. You should kneel on all fours and have your partner enter. What? You're what, bro? What
the fuck?
Dude, how? But none of it's saying why. Doggy style, any position that allows
deep. What the fuck?
You could choose it, bro. You could choose. Any position that allows.
Bro, we could choose what we want.
This is life changing. I mean, it's just like raising the chance, I guess, which is still crazy, but like, damn.
I mean, since we're on this topic, what's your guys' favorite position?
What's our favorite gender?
Doggy?
Yeah.
Doggy's cool.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, well, let me switch that.
Let me switch the flow. I thought you never asked.
I feel like that's everybody's favorite position, you know? So what's your favorite position that isn't doggy?
Oh, yeah. You first, yeah. You say it.
Okay. I'll have her, like...
I don't know all the names of it, but...
Okay, so my dick curves to the right. So, like, I'll be laying on my side.
This guy's aiming east, though.
I'll be laying on my side, on my right side. Yeah. But I'll put her on her back with her legs up. So, like, and kind of, like, I don't know. I'm not going to, like, get on the ground and show you.
You want to use me as, like, a...
Yeah. Okay. All right. Lay on your back.
Pause.
Lay on your back.
My fucking knees are cracking. Oh, shit. My bad.
Put your legs up.
Oh, fuck.
Put your legs up.
What the fuck?
Like that. But me on the side.
Fuck.
What?
Some technical laying down here? So I'm on my side like this.
Wait. Damn. What the fuck?
This guy has his girl doing leg lifts. He's fucking.
No, I'm holding the legs. I got her.
So you're holding it and fucking clapping the same time?
What the fuck? I tried that.
Damn. Hey, I admit it. Damn, that's cool position.
That's lit. Know?
That's just like the.
But that's your favorite besides doggy?
That's just like the first one that like we start with.
Damn.
Sounds tiring. Is it tiring
for you? No, because I'm laying down. Like, I'm chilling. Imagine. It's not like where like.
And she's laying down too. She's chilling. It's
not like, doggy style. Like, I have to be up like, like, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, if I'm on top of her, what's that one called?
You're on top. That's missionary.
Okay. Right? Then what's when she's on top of you facing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's cowgirl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how people like memorize like those are basic, but like I don't know how people memorize like all these crazy.
Yeah, positions. I don't know what the fuck that one was. I don't
know. That was the
fucking leg lift.
Leg lift.
Mine. I'll give two.
Okay.
You got two. I like reverse cowgirl.
Reverse.
So you're laying down and she's riding backwards.
That
one and then missionary.
Where do you put your legs? Over hers.
When it's reverse cowgirl.
Yeah. Your legs are over hers and her legs are like kind of like under yours?
Nah, she's...
Oh, she's fully like her legs are over yours too?
Yeah.
So are your legs like together like this?
Yeah, you're just laying down, dog.
Like this? Okay.
You're laying on your back.
But I'll put my legs over hers. So it's kind of like...
She's trapped.
Like you're scissoring?
But how the fuck is she going to get up, you know?
Let me show you.
What you can look them up. What the fuck?
You can look up sex positions.
This guy said, let me show you.
Let me show you. Oh, it. Don't actually show the footage.
No, watch.
No way. Hey, bro, nah, but yeah, hey. Reverse cowgirl, dog. That's the one, you know?
And missionary?
Missionary. That's, I feel like I'm looking you in your fucking face, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that one, like all the, like more of the blood rushes to your dick too. Just makes you even harder. Or that just me.
I mean,
you can look that up.
Again. I think I'm bricked up the whole time,
dog. Okay, this is not loading. Bricked up. But yeah, exactly the position you were saying, except her legs under here.
What? Why though? Why?
It just feels more comfortable instead of like just being like my legs getting like crushed.
What? How the fuck does she put her legs? What? Oh, around here?
Or in so like? Side? I can't so like, picture that. Picture, shit, I picture the girl doggy style.
Yeah.
But then like, you lay down and put your legs over hers.
And then, is she laying down too?
Jay?
I don't fucking
get it. Let me show you.
Nah. I don't get it, but.
All right, well, it doesn't matter.
I feel you.
Damn, that's a lot.
I like when she hangs from the ceiling and I.
This guy.
I hang her from chains and I have a whip. She's like.
This guy has his mouth strapped up.
I like when she ties me.
Holy shit. Chill.
That's a lot of stuff right there, bro.
Handcuffing shit.
Handcuffing bitches.
What's your biggest piece of advice to whoever's listening?
Biggest piece of advice.
For whatever. End it on some motivation.
Motivation shit.
Down. Let me you give some advice. I think.
We already gave like a big old speech on one of the last ones.
I know. We're like, just don't give up on your dreams. Keep being you. Like,
damn. I don't know.
You could be something simple, like
yeah. It could be like, don't trust bitches.
Don't go to school. That's what I would say. Don't go to school.
Okay. Maybe let's not get too far.
I'll say before anything,
drop out.
Become happy with yourself. Love yourself before you start loving anything else, bro.
Straight love up. Yourself before you
start. And don't try to be someone else, bro.
Facts.
And don't trust these bitches.
Facts.
Nice.
Don't trust no besides your mom.
You gotta get to know them. If they're showing red flags, you got it.
Yeah, dip out.
And don't trust Jay to be a co-host because he doesn't listen.
I don't. It's simple. It's not. I'm be honest.
It's all good.
We out here. I don't give a fuck.
But yeah. Love
making
yourself.
Out dogs.
What the fuck?
Don't trust me around your dog.
Damn.
That's pretty much it. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on? You know, like anything you wanted to get off your chest for this episode?
Oh, yeah. I got a song dropping on Valentine's Day. Music video, actually. Hey. So
all right,
be
cool.
On the lookout for that.
This should be up around that time.
It should be up already.
Check out his socials and his music in the description. Those songs that he mentioned earlier. You know,
yeah.
I already forgot the fucking names. 100. All those ones.
Jump in.
They'll be in the description too.
Stream all my songs. Shit.
Everything, bro. Yeah. That's it.
His Instagram is somewhere above his head right now.
Yeah.
Also,
if you guys are local, I'm performing on the 12th March. Pull up, you know.
Bet. Oxnard?
Yeah.
Oxnard. Yeah, I'm about to pull up to that.
Where can they get the tickets? You gave me a ticket, but where can they get the tickets? Do you have to pull up to there? Fresh?
Nah. There's a link website.
Is there an age limit?
All right.
Nah. It's all ages.
All ages?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well.
Bring your mom. You might.
Everything is going to be in the description. If not, head to his Instagram. Maybe there's some details there about the show and his new song coming on Valentine's Day. We're on Apple Music or Apple's podcast and Spotify. Well, we've been on Spotify, but I didn't know we were on Apple, bro. It doesn't show us on the Anchor link.
Yeah.
So from now on, every podcast, the Apple and Spotify link are going to be in the description instead of just audio version and you have to click on it. So yeah.
Sick.
And then we got a Clips channel. We got just fucking promote everything. This one's got sweaters.
We got sweaters.
Late clothes dropping later this month.
Dude, we have a lot of shit going.
Big things.
This
big
is a
things,
room man. Of the entrepreneurs.
Yo.
Entrepreneurs.
That makes us sound cooler than we are.
Yeah, we could say that. That's what my friend told me to say. He's like, people ask you what you do to see you're an entrepreneur. I'm like, all right.
That's a good one, bro. I like that.
Yeah. Sorry for the music in the background earlier, but it didn't sound too bad.
Nah, they did. They're probably smoking blunts right now.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening, watching. Hope you guys fuck with the two angles.
Hey.
Sup, bitch. Don't trust bitches. go tag Elsie. Tell Elsie Guevara. Is that her last name, Guevara?
Yeah.
Tell her to hop in a music video with Piotr.
Keep tagging her,
go
bro.
Spam, Instagram, her fucking YouTube video of the reaction, all that shit. Like, just tell her. Music video.
Tag her in my video.
So he doesn't have to sound too, like, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like a fan. I could be more than that, girl. You know.
Yeah, he's going to pull up with a boombox.
Yeah.
All right.
Boombox Piotr.
Thank you guys. Fucking love you guys. Peace out.
Peace out, bro.
You can have the last word for this one.
I don't know what to say.